This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So, Mitch, just tell us, what was the atmosphere like, and, you know, you getting the nod on this final farewell game right here?
It was awesome. I mean, the fans showed out as usual. Bills Mafia, the best fans. It was a fun night. We're just trying to stay focused on, like, giving them a good show, executing well, and putting points on the board. The guys did a great job rallying all week, and we just really wanted to perform well one last time in the stadium for them. And the atmosphere was special. They started to play slow music at the end there. I had to get off the field. It was pretty cool. It was awesome.
Man, now, I mean, you know, this is your second stint here. And, you know, this is the final game in this stadium. So, what are the emotions for you like, you know, I mean, just being here?
I'm just grateful for this opportunity. I mean, all glory to God for giving us just this opportunity to play this game. Bringing me and my family to Buffalo to experience these fans, these teammates in that locker room. It's just a special place to be, and you really don't understand it till you get here. And that's why I wanted to come back, to be a part of something special and bigger than myself. So just to go out there one more time, execute with the boys, have some fun, and put on a show, it was a fun night.
Mitch, what does it do for guys who don't normally get as much time to play to have a week like this to get reps before the playoffs?
For sure. I think it's huge for development and just, like, overall confidence of the team. You see the next guy step in and perform well. I mean, a bunch of O-linemen play tonight, a bunch of guys on defense, wideouts, running backs mixing in. I think it just builds confidence throughout the team. And I just saw a lot of excitement for guys who knew they were getting the nod and getting called upon to just go even harder in practice, lock into the game plan, and really put a good performance out there for the squad.
Sean was pretty coy with us, at least, about who would be playing this week or how much you would be playing mm-hmm. there. When did you have a good sense of how much you'd be playing today?
Pretty much like when I was taking all the reps in practice Wednesday and Thursday. I had a good idea of it, and I kind of knew that was how it was going to go. So I had a pretty good idea. They told me I was going to play a good bit. I thought it was smart what we did with Josh, allow him to rest, and I think it's important that he keeps those that star streak going, which is pretty cool. And I just love being his teammate. And so I just figured out throughout the week how it kind of was going to go, and the coaches did a great job of communicating like what that plan was going to look like.
What do you want to show on a personal level tonight?
Just that I could execute this offense, and really just show my teammates that I can come in there and make plays for this offense and just run it. So I just wanted to lead the guys today and put on a good performance for the fans. And I thought it all started with preparation throughout the week. And really the guys just having confidence in me to go out there and let me play my game.
There's still, like, I don't know, 75% of the stadium still out there right now. Yeah. Can you put into words just what it was like to be a part of this game in this moment?
I think those last three victory kneels to end the game was probably, like, the coolest, like, victory kneels I've been a part of. The fans were going nuts. It's kind of just soaking it all in. I thought it was really cool, and it's – you just can't duplicate that. You can't – it's – there's just so many memories and everything wrapped into the stadium. I think it just means a lot to everybody involved, and it was good to go out the way we did tonight.
During the week you're preparing for the Jets, are you able to kind of look at some possible matchups with different playoff teams as well?
No, we were really just focused on the Jets and the game plan, the job at hand. So we're really just locked into that, and we'll find out who we play shortly, I'm sure, and when and where, and we'll go from there.
Not a sack, not a pressure. Just care to talk about, you know, your center in 62 and how well he was out there.
Yeah, Seth did a great job of communication all week. I mean, he was locked in. We were excited to go. Me and him have a great connection, and it was great communication from blitz pickup to going through all the run game and everything. Those guys up front, I mean, they did a great job for me tonight. Kept me clean, and I mean, I couldn't be more thankful for them that they go out and perform the way they did, so I could just go back there and throw the ball. So I love those guys, and they played their tails off tonight.
The 22-yard pass to Reggie Gilliam, how fun was that to get him with a big play like that?
That was awesome. I mean, Reggie does so many things for this team, special teams, blocking, can run the ball, catch the ball. He's a special athlete, and it was nice to get him an explosive catch down the field. I heard the fans chanting for him in the red zone. We were trying to get him one, but when you got the fans chanting your name, the defense kind of knows what's coming a little bit, so... he's just an incredible teammate, and whatever you ask him to do, he's going to go out there and give you 110%. He's a special player for this team.
Care to talk about that first touchdown with Dawson Knox? Maybe Dawson might take you out to dinner.
He might. We'll see about that. Yeah, it'd be a real nice steak.
The Jets have gone all season now without an interception. Was that something you knew going into this game, or something you thought about at all?
Yeah, somebody said that throughout the week, and it was kind of like when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, you shouldn't mention that, and I was just like, man, you can't say that for the last one. But I just wanted to go out there and protect the ball as always, be smart, find our playmakers. And just going back to the guys blocking up front, it just allowed me to go out there and find completions the way they were giving me time and protecting me.
Was it the red helmets?
Those are sweet, aren't they? Something special about it. It's just the nostalgia, being in the stadium, looking like the old Bills. It was pretty sweet. So I was a big fan of them all week, looking at them, and it felt pretty special.
Okay, great to get a win. Real proud of the guys, real proud of the staff, the way they got the guys ready to go. Great environment, special environment. Really appreciate the fans showing up the way that they did and staying there the whole game. Just looking up in the stands from where I stood on the sideline, didn't look like many people left at all, which is not surprising, but very much appreciated. Want to thank the staff who worked to get the stadium ready. When you think about it, 18 plus inches of snow, and all the work that went into getting the stadium, number one, you know, playable, and number two, safe for everyone who came to the game tonight. And can't thank everyone enough who chipped into that effort and gave their time and energy to get us ready to go here. So it means a lot to me and our team, and had a chance to get over here last night, met some of the workers, pretty special people, you know, hearing their stories coming from all over Texas. One of the guys I met worked at Harvard and yet showed up as a Bills fan to help shovel the stadium out, which is pretty cool. Anyway, really appreciate that. And again, great to get a win. Now looking forward to getting ready for the playoffs here. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Sean, as the send-off goes, for what could be the last, very well, last game here, the celebratory feel to that game, you know, and to win the way you did. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was important. You know, I said it last week at the beginning of the week, and this game was important to us as an organization. It was important to me as a coach. It was important to us as a staff, important to the players. And I really appreciate them taking it that way in their approach. And, you know, when you have – it was a delicate balance, as you guys saw, of, hey, the health of some of the players, keeping other players managed in terms of their rep counts and giving some young guys opportunities and some new guys who have joined us opportunities to play – so we could see what they bring to the table. And so it was a little bit of a challenge during the week, but I thought the staff did a phenomenal job, as did the players, really focusing in on, you know, our standard and how we play. And it showed up, you know, on the field early. So, you know, I tip my cap to those guys and the way that they prepared and came out ready to play.
Did you have a chance to look back at the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't leave. They stayed through this game. What was your feeling that way?
I mean, I felt a little guilty at times looking up in the stands. I'm supposed to be coaching, you know, but I guess I haven't done that a lot just because you're so focused trying to do your job. And but when we got to a spot where in the fourth quarter, after scoring and we were getting our kickoff team ready, just taking a second or two to look up into the stands, people singing Mr. Brightside, and I mean, come on, where else does that happen in the NFL, right? That type of togetherness, that type of fellowship, community, love, you know, of their team and of each other, and I'll never forget it. Special moment.
A couple of downsides, it looked like, with Crater and Max. Do you know anything? And that seems like it's a significant thing if you didn't let him kick.
Yeah, you know, it happened in the second quarter, so we started putting a plan into place, and then we get in at halftime, and we're told he can't go at all. So, we'll have to see what it looks like tomorrow. I'm sure they'll get some films of it, and we'll know a little bit more, but, unfortunately.
What happened with Max? A little
bit
of an ankle?
Yeah, a little bit of an ankle. You know, I really would have preferred not to have one of he or Trey out there, but we were in a situation where we were out of ups and didn't have another corner to go to on the active, you know, at that point. So I think Dane's practice squad, yeah, so we were out of practice squad ups. We had two already being used, and so it's unfortunate there, but we'll see where it goes here.
Were you aware at all about the Houston game and the possibility of if they had lost, you could have gotten to the fifth seed? I mean, before the game,
yeah.
Were you at least paying attention or even wondering what was going on
there? Oh yeah, I had it on in my locker. Yeah, I was aware. So, yeah.
How tough was the James Cook decision and kind of trying to get him the rushing title, but he's such a key part of what you want to do for him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if he got hurt, you know, people probably not let me walk. They'd make me walk home or burn my car. I don't know, you know. But that's, you know, that was part of the give and take of the week of, okay, how long do we go? I gave him a quarter. As I told Joe during the week, I was like, all right, he's going to have a quarter and no more. And then after, as I got closer and closer to the game, I'm like, quarter's too much. So I'm probably not a great gambler in the casinos, but it helped when we knew what Jonathan Taylor in the afternoon he had. But we also wanted to know where, in terms of tonight's game, where that could go, and felt like it was, I still pray that, you know, he wins it, he deserves it. Felt like we could get him to, you know, 150, somewhere in 150 in terms of the spread between him and Derrick Henry, and we'll see. Did the best we could and trying to be fair to James and yet take care and fair to the team as well. So.
Sean, what's the transition like mentally for you going from this celebration, as you said, understanding it, what it meant to the community, to the fans community, and where your head was with that, knowing coming up next is the be-all, end-all playoffs.
Yep.
So how have you transitioned?
Already there. No, honestly, already there, Vic. That's what we do. That's who I am in terms of. My wife would tell you I'm pretty good at compartmentalizing things. Yeah, that's where my head is already right now. Is ready to put in the work to get ourselves ready to go to play our best football. That's what this time of year. That's what it takes. You can't beat yourself. You got to play good, solid football, and you know, we'll have a big challenge ahead of us here.
Talk about a lot of last times at this stadium. I know, like, I hear people saying last time will be the clock, or I might have heard some of that talk. Is it possible you use this? I mean, for the practice and stuff. Did it? You guys still when you play outside? Would you practice in the stadium? Ever?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. My mind is
not for Jacksonville. But.
Yeah, no, my mind is not there right now. It's an interesting thought, Tim. So. Possibly, I don't know. I mean, my mind is focused on putting in the work for this next game here. So.
Sean, is the hat an ode to Mark?
Yes. Yeah. Appreciate Jeff Mazurek, our equipment guy, and his staff do a great job. And it was in my locker. Jeff shot me a picture of it last night, and it was pretty cool, you know. So I want to make sure I honor Coach Levy. He's been great to me. What a class act. Everybody knows, you know, all Buffalonians and Bills fans know him. And it's really special when, and I think I've said this before, when a coach who is a true legend is also a class act and has been very, very generous to me, has shared, you know, wisdom with me over the years. His family's embraced me and my family, and I hold him in high regard, and his entire family. Are just true class people.
Why was it important to get Dalton Kincaid some action?
Well, he hadn't played in a little bit and had been kind of, you know, practicing, not practicing. You guys are aware. We talk about that almost every day. So I thought it was important that we got him going a little bit, but not too much to where he was too sore to come back and practice this past week. So just some momentum, some wind at his back a little bit here. I thought that was important for him. He did a good job. Loved him. Yeah, I loved him. Yeah.
See him again?
Will we see them again?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. That's probably a question for ownership. I don't know.
Did you get a chance at any point this weekend to hang out with some of the, you know, Jim and all the guys who were here?
I saw Jim in Anthony Brown's pharmacy on Friday night. You think I'm lying? I did. I was picking up something, and I hear Jim's voice at the cash. This is a true story. Cash register, and it's like 6 o'clock on Friday evening. And I walk up, and Jim was there, and so we shared a couple minutes of a conversation, and it was good to see him. And then I see you know Steve every day, and then I saw Andre before the game, met his son, and. So, I mean, it's really special that those guys are all, you know, most of them are around quite a bit, and but in the community, and they're awesome. They've been so supportive of us, what we do, how we do things, and appreciative of the way we go about handling things. So it's been great. It's been a great partnership.
Coach, how can you reflect on your first game here as head coach to this final one here in Heinz?
Probably a little less hair, maybe, than I had then. The way I remember, I was a full head of hair back then. I don't know what you guys saw, but that was a joke.
I got something for you.
That was a joke, yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, what 9 seasons does to you, what the lessons you learn as a coach, but also the lessons you learn as a man, the way you develop gratitude, the way I've developed gratitude for so many things over the years, and maybe that's just the journey of life, right? And even tonight, like, you know, taking the time, like I said, I did to maybe get outside of my job for a second to appreciate and take in the moments of watching the fans doesn't happen, you know, all the, you know, everywhere, or that's a once in a lifetime. Like I said, that's not coach speak. It's you don't get an opportunity like that a lot, especially when you're down the sideline trying to do a good job. So, yeah, you just learn over the years, and you appreciate things, I think, more and more because life moves fast.
Sean, as you kind of turn now, you mentioned already being kind of in playoff mode as the sixth seed. Is there a mentality that you have to kind of cultivate this week to prepare for what you guys have to set out to try to do on the road the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're going to have to be a tough football team. That's where it starts, and you can't beat yourself. So there's more to it than that, but it's an important week for us here, obviously, and we've got a lot of work to do, and got to check the injury report because we got some injuries popped up again here. So I think that's the first step to know who's available for us. That'll be the first thing tomorrow morning, item on the to-do list here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.